any pitfalls or mistakes that you've seen people make often when where gamification is concerned?
Yeah, this actually is a very important question. And so there is a huge mistake which I see people making, and it's very common, right? We can almost call it a garden variety mistake, right? Is to translate gamification into games, because they both sound quite similar, right? Please, please don't do that, right? They are not the same. Games are games, right? But gamification is actually meant for non-game scenarios, right? So if you are getting curious about gamification, you may encounter a lot of people who might try to influence you by saying that if you somehow plug in some games, you have gamified your app.
Mm.
That's a big, big mistake.
Okay.
It goes back to the question you asked me earlier about if there is a game-like interaction in a banking app, right? And I pointed out this thing at that time that it's not about a game-like interaction. Gamification is about the impact. Right. Probably it's the 20th time I'm saying this in this podcast, that it's about the impact, right? So don't translate gamification loosely into the idea of, hey, let me plug in some games and hence I've done gamification. Don't do this. It's a big mistake. The only way around this pitfall is to always chase impact, psychological impact, right? Not in the manner in which it looks and feels. The second big mistake is to, again, this is pretty garden variety, is to try to launch your own rewards program or some points and badges program, some sort of leaderboard. In gamification, it's called PBL. It's a much hated acronym, points, badges, and leaderboards. And for good reason, because most people's immediate rush is, hey, let me launch my own points program and let me give some badges, maybe call the user some superstar or something and hope that it'll do the trick, right? No, you have to be a little patient. You have to figure out whether whatever you are doing for your app or website actually is going to have an impact on the motivation of the user or not, right? And as long as you aim for that, and not aim for something that looks like a game, you are going to avoid this pitfall.